Okay, so today's daf is Daf Yud Aleph. We are on Daf Yud Aleph on the top line, correct?
Yeah.
So Tanya, we're continuing or finishing up some of the Tztaka Gemaras. So Tanya, Amru Alava Bin Yamir Tzadik, the son of Bin Yamir Tzadik, Shahay Mamun Al Kupa Shal Tztaka. He was the in charge of the Tztaka. He was about Tztaka, the Gabbai Tztaka. So Pamachas Basi Isha Lefana Bishnei Batzorah. So one time, during the days of famine, a woman came before him. Amrullah and says to him, Rebbe, Master, Parnaseni, feed me. I'm hungry, feed me. Amrullah, he said to her, Avoda, which I think is a lashon of a shua, right? I swear, She'ein b'kupa shel tzedakah klum. The cupboard is bare. There's nothing in here. I don't have anything in it. So Amrullah, she said to him, Rebbe, im ein atame farseni, if you do not provide me with sustenance, Harei isha v'shiva bani mesa, I and my seven sons will die. So immediately, Amadu Parnasam Shalom. So instead of waiting for the Kupa Tzedakah, he went to his own pocket and provided for her from his own pocket. Chala, but then he got sick. Binyamin got sick. Vinatolamus, and he was on his deathbed. He was about to die. Amru Malach Yashar Sanekarish Baruch Hu. So the angels said before God, Ribon Shalom, Master of the world, Atal Marta, from your Torah we learn, right? I'm not sure where it's written in the Torah. But we turn kolam ekayim nefesh achas misrael ki ilu kayim kiyem olam ale. Whoever keeps or sustains one nefesh in the world is as if he sustained the entire world. So I try to figure out where that is actually written in the pasuk. Some people say it's because Adam was yechidi or kol demei achecha when Cain killed heaven. It says plural demei. It's not like an explicit pasuk. You have to learn it out. But ubinyamin atzadik, but ubinyamin atzadik shehecheye isha v'shiva banea. He sustained this woman and her seven children. Yamash Bashanim Muatos Halalu will die at such a young age. Miyad immediately Karlo Gzardino, his Gzardin was ripped up. Tana the learned of rice, so Sifalo Eshim Mushtaim Shanim Al Shnosa. But he learned for 22 more years post his illness. I was not sure what the 22 years is, what's the idea is. The tztaka taught some mavis. He did tztaka and he was saved. Tana Rabbanan. Maise b'munbaz ha-melech. So it was a maise by munbaz ha-melech, machlokes, who munbaz was. Rashi says munbaz was b'noshel hilni amalka. He was hilni amalka's son, and he was mizera ha-chashmonayim. He's a Hasmonean king. There are others, including Josephus and other historians, who say no, that he was a convert. He and his mother were converts. So nevertheless, or he was a sort of convert. Munbaz ha-melech, shebizbez otzrosa v'otzros aviv. By Shnei Betzorah. So in the days of famine, he was Mevazbez, which makes it sound like he wasted, but he gave out all the treasures in his treasury and all the treasures of his forefathers in order to give out to the Aniyim.
That's a funny Lashon. Did he waste his...
Right. I know. But I'm thinking maybe the Lashon of Munbaz, Bizbez, it's some sort of mnemonic to remember. I don't know. Right? The Chavru Alav Echav Uveis Aviv Amrullah. So all his... Well, his people from his royal court came to him and said, what are you doing? How are you wasting this money? At least they said they were wasting his money, not him. Right? Avosecha gunzu v'hosifu alavosam. Your forefathers, they saved and they hoarded and they kept adding to the treasury that their forefathers had. V'ata mivaz bezam. And you're wasting it. So Amar lahem, he said bad to them. You got it wrong. Avosai gunzu lamata v'anika nazdi lamala. My forefathers, they hoarded for the below. And I'm doing it for above. Shnei Mars, the pasuk says, "Emes me eretz titzmach." Truth from the ground will sprout. V'tzedek mishemayim nishkaf, and tzedakah from above high will have impact or will influence. So you see that when you give tzedakah from the shemayim, they look down upon you. Okay. So avosav gonzu b'makom shi'achalat esbo. The forefathers, they hoarded or stored in a place where your hand can touch, meaning down here in the earthly realm. Vanigas ganasti, and I have the schus of tzaka that I hoarded and I saved. Bimakum sh'eini yachalat esbo. No one can get to it. It's safe and locked away. Shnei amar tzedek u'mishpat michon kasecha. That tzedek, tzaka, and mishpat are I guess in the makom of your throne, which is a place that you can't get to. Avosai gunzu davar she'enos peirus. They hoard something that does not have peirus, does not have. I don't know if the peirus is offspring. Va'ani ganasti davar she'enos peirus. I stored something that does have peirus. And emar imru tzadik kitov. He pre ma'aleim yochelim. The tzaddikim eat peros, and the tzaddik continues forever. And then he continues. And he says, "Avosai gunzu otros mamon." storehouses of money, v'nikanasi also savashos, and I saved lives. Shenemar prid tzadik eitz chayim v'lokeach nefashos chacham, that the payers of the tzedakah are like a tree of life. Right, if you do tzedakah, you get payers for olam hazeh, and the pasuk continues that the person who did tzedakah is like lokeach nefashos, that he took nefashos with his tzedakus, he was mechayim nefashos, and if the person does that, it's considered a chacham, smart thing to do. Avosai ganzu l'acherim, my forefathers stored for others. Vani ganasi l'asmi, I did it for myself. Shenemar ulechot yet tzedakah, right? You do it for yourself, you get tzchar. I get tzchar from this. And the last one, avosai ganzu olam hazeh, they were storing for this world, and I was storing for the next world. And if you go before me with tzedakah, then when you die, Kivod Hashem will gather you or take you away, I guess, from the din of Gehenim, or bring you up to Shemayim. So Amun Boaz explains to them that you're wrong. He's not supposed to hoard your money, he's supposed to give away your money. Just before we end the tzedakah, I don't know if we mentioned it, this is the Orach Chaim. In the Orach Chaim, on the pasuk from Keset Havas Ami, he says that, what does it mean by tzedakah? Why do you have to give tzedakah? So he says that there's a certain amount of money, a certain amount of parnas that's supposed to come down to this world. Some's yours, some's not yours. Some you get from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, some you don't get from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you get from other people. The idea is that you only have a that's what, because he's working on the word tzedakah. Tzedakah means tzedek, which also means that it's the righteous, but it's the obligation, you're supposed to do that. Tzedek, Tirdof, he's supposed to do that. So he says, because the money's not yours. The money comes down to the world, you're only supposed to have a certain amount. The rest of it's supposed to be given out. So the Gemara had mentioned before, you saw that either you give it stuck or the tax collectors are going to come to get it for you. Bottom line is, it's not going to be yours. There's only a certain amount that you're supposed to have. The rest is supposed to be given out. You either going to give it out by stuck or voluntarily, or somehow the money's going to be taken from you. The idea being is that it's not necessarily that it's your money that you're giving it away. It's somebody else's money that was given to you to as the conduit, I guess, to give out. Okay, so now we're finished with the Staka Gemaras, and we're going to go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had mentioned that when do you become a resident of the city in order to have to participate in the public works. And then the Mishnah had mentioned, v'imkana ba bezdira, if you bought a house, you don't have to wait to 12 months, 30 days, whatever it was, harei huka ansha'ir, then you were automatically, at that moment, considered a member of the ansha'ir, and you have to participate with them in the public works. I don't know if it's your second house, or your third house, you live in Cedarhurst, you have an apartment in Israel, you have an apartment in Florida, what does that mean that you bought a house? I think maybe it means if you bought a house, you're a resident, you automatically become to, I don't know if they make a distinction between first residence or second residence. So what if you have a long-term lease and have a 20-year lease on the house? I don't know. Masnisin delo k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, im kanaba karka kol shurik anshe yir. Rav Shimon Gamliel says to say, you don't need to buy a house. If you buy any small property, then that's considered that you're anshe yir. The idea being, you buy a house, it's evidence of the fact that you want to be here. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you buy karka, it's also evidence. What do you do with the karka? You probably either build on it, or you do something with it. The Gemara says, how can that be that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that only if you buy a small amount of karka, you're anshe yir? V'atanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, in kanasham karka haru'uy lebeis dira harayu ka anshe yir. The only way you become a resident of the city is if you buy land that is readily usable to build a house. The first price seems to indicate if you just buy a plot of land. Second price, it says it has to be a plot of land that can be converted into a house. And my answer is straight tonight. I'll leave it over to Shimon Gamliel. There are two Tanayim, the two brises that were learnt by two different Tanayim. Each of them thought that is what Shimon Gamliel had said, but they both, I guess, argue with the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says you have to have a house. Shimon Gamliel says it has to be karka. There's some machlokes amongst those Tanayim, those brises, what type of karka? Okay. Now we saw this Mishnah before. We were discussing Hezekriah. Ein cholkin es hachatzer ad shehiyeh. Actually, arba amos lezeh, the arba amos lezeh. We do not split or force. We cannot force the splitting. One cannot force the other to split the chatzer until each of them, after the split, will have 4x4 in the amos. So as a machlokas, we've shown them whether it's just has to be 16 square amos, which is 8x2, or does the mamash have to be 4x4? So most Rishonim seem to say it has to be 4x4 because you need that size. You need that size for unburdening your packages and doing things. 8x2. 16x1 is not considered not going to be considered enough. Other Rishonim say no, it's just 16 square amos. The lo es hasadeh ad shiyei ba Tisha Kaibim Lazeh, but Tisha Kaibim Lazeh. And you cannot force one partner, cannot force the other partner to split the field until after the split, they would each have sufficient ground that can produce 9 Kaibim. Each one has to have 9 Kaibim. I think the art school does the math, but I think when it has to work out, at the end of the day, it's 3,750 square amos. I think that's how the math works out. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achia Tisha Schatzi Kamazev, Tisha Schatzi Kamazev. He has it. Tisha Schatzi, half of 9. So each one has to have 4.5 amos. The low es Agina. Agina is sort of like a garden, like a vegetable patch, right? Achieva, Chatzi Kavazev, Chatzi Kavazev. Each one has to have an area that's sufficient to produce half a kav. Has to have, right, half a kav, which is how much? Half a kav, Kiva Omer, Beis Rova. It only has to have a quarter of a kav for each one.
It's 208.
How much?
208 and a quarter square almost.
Okay.
650 square feet.
Okay. Below, and then the Mishnah continues. Below es ha-traklin, below es ha-moran. And you can't split the traklin, which is some sort of like antechamber room, and the moran. These are all different types of palaces or structures. You don't can't force anyone to split them. Below is a shovach and not the dovecoat. Below is a talis and not the article of clothing. Below is merchatz and not the bathhouse. Below is base of bad and not the olive press. Below is base hashilchin. Base hashilchin is like dry land that doesn't. It's sort of what you it's sort of irrigated. It's irrigated land. You have to irrigate it to produce. All these things you cannot force one partner, cannot force the other partner to split. Ad sheyeh behen kedei lezeh chedei lezeh, until each of them would have a sufficient amount, a significant amount. Meaning, if you split the beged, it doesn't count for anything unless you can use that to sell for something else. You can't, but you can't force them until you split. You split the base of bad. If you chop it in half, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah gives a rule: zeh klal kol sheyichalek. Anything that you, if you can split it, and that each part would still retain the name of what it is, then you can split it. If you split a chatzer, it's still a chatzer. You split a shirt, it may not still be a shirt. I don't know why you can split the amount. You can sell it, and one guy gets the shirt, one guy gets the money. The imlav, and if not, cholkim. And then you can't force somebody to do that. This is one partner forcing the other partner. So you can't, if they agree to it, of course you can agree to it. But one can't force the other unless after you chop it in half, after you split it, each piece retains the name of what it was previously. Amosai, but when is this? The Mishnah says, Bisman she ain't shnei amrotzim. That's only if the two of them do not want to, and one's trying to force the other. Aval bisman she shnei amrotzim, but if two of them, if they want to, afilu pachos mikan yachloku, then even less than any of these shiurim, they can split. They want to make the contract, by all means. You want to have two amos in front of your, two amos chatzer, you have two amos chatzer. You want to split the shirt, do you get the shirt, I get the money, fine. But you can't force one to the other. Kisvei Kodesh and Tanakh, Kisvei Kodesh, which were meant in those days, were written on scrolls, they were written on parchment. Afal pisha shnei amrotzim, even if they want to split, lo yachloku, that we cannot split, right, because it's a guy, a genai. Rashi says it's a genai who is to cut up the clock.
What?
Split their portion.
What?
They split their portion.
With the wall or something? Or
no, we have a joint chutzner, and now we're going to say, this is yours, that is yours. Whether or not you have to build a wall now with the machlokes we had before about whether Hezek Rishma Hezek or not. Okay. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi says in the Rav Yochanan, Arba Amos Amru, Chuch Mishel Psachim. The four Amos that each owner has to get in the chutzner, that excludes the four amos that each get at the entrance of the house. Meaning, it has to be, in order to force, each one have to end up with 8. You get 4 amos in front of your doorway for unloading packages, and then you get 4 amos in the chatzer. Right? Rashi says, first, chutz mishel psachim, chatzer shel shneihem, right? Shnei batin psucha lesocha, v'lifnei ha-pesach arba amos psorech habayis hein. You have 4 amos in front of the house to unload your burdens, take your packages in. So like a mudroom, you have to have this outdoor mudroom. And besides these 4 amos, you have another 4 amos that the Mishnah mentioned that you get to use the chatzer. So at the end of the day, you can't split the chatzer until everyone has 8 amos in front of their, 8 by 8. Is it 8 by 8 or 8 by 4? I don't know. Maybe 8 by 4. right? I think so. Okay. So Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a price that says the same thing. Ain cholking masachotzer. You don't split the chotzer. Ad sheyebo shmona amos lozeh v'shmona amos lozeh. Each one has to have 8 amos, right? The Gemara is asked, but v'ahad natan tanan. But then our Mishnah say 4 amos lozeh v'amos lozeh. 4 and 4. So elo shmamino ki the Rabbi if approved to Rabbi shmamino that the 4 amos is that matches our Mishnah is exclusive of those 4 amos that everyone gets at the opening of the house. The ikad the rami lohumirman. Some ask it. Some learned this out as akasha. It learned out through akasha. Right, our Mishnah says in Cholkin Sochatzer Achi Yeba Abraham Sozev Amos Lozeh. Vatanya with the following bright that says Shmona Amos Lozeh Shmona Amos Lozeh. So Amar Vasi and Vasi answers the name of Yochanan Abraham Amar Chus Mishop Sachim. The 4 Amos extra Amos in the Brisa are 4 extra Amos that you get at the opening of the house. Okay, Amar Avuna Chotzer Mischalekes Lefi Pisachea. Reb Chizda Amar Nostim Abraham Amos Kol Pesach Kol Pesach VaHashar. Let's say you have a chatzer. The chatzer opens into the chatzer, or two houses are open into the chatzer. So how do you split? So Rashi says, there's a chatzer, and inside the chatzer are two houses. The echad mehem pesuchin lo shnei psachim lechatzer. One house has 2 doors into the chatzer. Ulebayis hasheni ain't pasuch lechatzer ela pesach echad. There's only 1 opening to the house. So Rashi explains how you get to this case. He says it's a cholik nechaser of alpiv. It's a case of where he owned the whole thing, and then he dies, and he gives it over to his children. Venosin echa the Reuven beno. He gives 1 to Reuven, vasheni le Shimon. V'chatzer lo chilik. He doesn't split the chatzer. So imbo lachlokas a chatzer. Now the inheritors want to split the field. Zesh yeshno shnei psachim. No tell shnei chalakim the chatzer. The echa notin chalak echad. So if you have two openings, you get 2/3 of the chatzer. And the guy who has 1 opening gets 1/3 of the chatzer. You divide the chatzer based on the openings. But Reb Chisda argues, and he says, no sin arba amos kol pesach pesach. The only thing that you get extra for the extra opening is you get extra 4 amos in front of each opening. But the rest of the field is split evenly. Right? Rashi says, no sin the kol pesach tal amos. Berochav hachatzer lahalam in a pesach keneged harochav kifi hapesach. Basically what you do is each dore gets its 4 amos. And that takes away from the field. So that means there are 3 openings. So there were 12 amos that's taken away from the field, and the remainder gets split up. Got split up equally. Tanya Kavasei, we have a brayso that supports Rav Chizda. Tanya Kavasei, Rav Chizda. Pesachim shebachatzer, the openings, the doorways into the chatzer. Yesh lehen 4 amos. Each pesach gets 4 amos. Hayelib ze pesach echav ze shnei pesachim. This one has 1 opening, 1 doorway. This guy has 2 doorways. Ze sheyishlo pesach echav, the one who has 1 doorway, notel 4 amos, gets 4 amos. Ze sheyishlo shnei pesachim, notel 8 amos, he gets 8 amos. Even 4 in front of each door. Vashar cholkim l'shave, and the rest is split evenly. Hayelib ze pesach rochav 8 amos, notel 8 amos kineged a pesach, a ve 4 amos b'chatzer. So if you have, let's say, your doorway is 8 amos wide. So then you get width of 8 amos that extends 4 amos into the chatzer. You don't get 8 by 8. You get 8 by 4. You only go deep 4 amos, but you get the width of 8.
Question. If you have 2 doors, you only really need 1 for unloading. So why?
Because the Gemara argues with you and says you have a right for each doorway to unload, and therefore you get 4 amos for each.
But you can only unload with 1 door.
Well, why not? Like, I'm here with a lot of packages. You go to that doorway, I go with that doorway. This way we can do it quickly. Otherwise, there'll be a bottleneck in front of the house. Arba amos b'chatzer my avidichu. So now we sort of mentioned this already. Rashi mentioned this. What do you need these 4 amos in the chatzer? What's the purpose? So amar abaye hachi ka amar. Amar notal shmon amos b'orich chatzer. The arba amos b'roch of the chatzer. So we sort of explained it. I sort of explained it with the answer. Based on the Mishnah that said you get pesach shmona amos, you notate shmona amos kneged a pesach. So what do you need it for? So he says you get. I don't know what he's changing. He just said you get 8 amos in width and 4 amos in depth. I think that's sort of how we said it before. I'm not sure what Abaye is coming to add.
No, so that's what he's saying. It's one thing. It's not an additional 4 amos.
We learned it like Abaye initially. I gotcha. Okay. Shkoyel. Okay. Amar Armeimar. Ha pera de souffle yesh lo arba amos lechol ruach ha ruach lo amar on el de lo miyachid le pischa. So you have the pera de souffle. So what is pera de souffle? So So Rashi explains, towards the bottom, Mishe lo shlo chafir b'chatzer, he has some sort of ditch in his chatzer, shenosnim bo gar'inei chamarim l'maychal behema. So you sort of throw in the dry date for Amaychal. It's sort of like garbage pit or something like that. We throw things in either to grow, or I'm not sure what you do it with. So basically, it's this big pit that you have in the chatzer. So it's for food. You leave it in there for them for food. Right. So that's food. So what do you do? What? Right, so you have this certain, that's for animals. It's Michael Behema. That's what Rashi said, Michael Behema. But the question, you have this hole in the middle of the ground. So the Braisa says that you get four amos. If you own that pit, you get four amos around. In every direction, you get four amos around the pit. But you only said that, El Lo Miachid Lo Pischa. Let's only say that if you don't have any specific way that you get to that pit. But if you have Miachid Lo Pischa, you didn't have an opening towards the chafira, but I think it means that if you have a way that you specifically constantly go to the pit, meaning it's like towards your backyard, so that out of your backyard, so then you only have four amos that way. You don't have four amos around the whole thing. Because again, the four amos that we're using is pretty much for carrying and for unloading and loading. So if you don't go any specific way, you get four amos around it. But if you go a specific way, you're only going to get the four amos in that specific path.
So is his ditch, or it belonged to both of them initially? So the chafira belonged to...
One of them, I would assume. Misha yeshlo chafira b'chatzer. Person, individual. He owns this. He bought the property. Somehow he got that. If he has a specific Pesach that's used for it, right? Rashi says, "Hayilo Pesach so beitzo el tzachafira," and that's the way he went. Ain lo el arbos lifnei pischa. Then he only has four amos in that direction. I guess because he can just unload in that direction. That's the way he always goes. Amar Ravuna. Ravuna says, "Achsadra." You have this achsadra, which I think that they define as a portico or some sort of antechamber outside. This is like sort of an outdoor mudroom. Achsadra ein lo arba amos. For an achsadra, you don't have arba amos. Time am I? What's the reason? Mishum perik maso. The idea is you're supposed to have these amos to unload all the packages outside your house, so you don't destroy everything in your house when you unload. But hacha efshar de ayaligave mafreik. Here you can go into the achsadra and unload. Because the chsadra apparently doesn't have walls. Sort of like a gazebo, I guess, is the type of thing that's attached to the house. It doesn't have any walls. So you don't, since there's no walls, it's not protected, you don't put your kalim in there. So if you don't put your kalim in there, you can unload your packages there safely so therefore if you have this chsadra, you don't get dalet amos past the chsadra. But Masir Rav Sheshes asked from the following braisa, Echad Sha'arei Batim, the Echad Sharei Achsajos Yeshlem Arba Amos. Whether it's talking about the doors of the house or the doors of the Achsajos of this gazebo antechamber, you do have Dalet Amos. So what's going on? We have a Stira, Rav Huna, who says the Achsajos you don't get Dalet Amos. The Bryce says the Achsajos does get Dalet Amos. So the Mara says, no, Kitanya Hi, what were we talking about in that Bryce? That's Achsajos de Bei Rav. That's the Achsadra where they learn. So I guess they learned outside, like, you know, go to summer camp, they're learning outside in these gazebos. There, you do get the Dalet Amos. Rashi explains that the Achsadra de Bei Rav is the funnel saviv lo elosha mukufos chalonos. They did have walls. These Achsadra de Bei Rav had walls, they were sort of enclosed. They just had big windows. I guess big windows to the light in for the kids to learn, and let the breeze to come in for the kids to learn. Since they did have four walls, people would leave their kalim in there. And if you're going to leave your kalim in there, then you have the right to have four amos beyond that entrance so you can unload your packages, so you don't have to be worried about destroying the kalim. The Gemara says, Achsadra de Bei Rav, Pshita, Achsadra de Bei Rav, of course you get dalet amos. That's pashut. Why would someone be teaching us that? Idur na ma'alyahu. That's a real room, right? It's four walls. It's a real room. So of course you would get a dalet amos. So if you can't, that's what the Bryce is going to teach us. So it says, no, the Bryce is going to teach us about Ella be'achsadra romyaisa. I mean, a Roman achsadra. Rashi says a Roman achsadra is mukafos defonos numuchos she'ein megiyas latikra. There it has four walls, but they're four low walls. The walls do not reach the ceiling. Right? Not making the tikra. So these half walls, I guess, that go around. To say over there that even though those are low walls that don't reach the ceiling, nevertheless, since they have walls surrounded on all four sides, I guess, they give it the shame of a bias, and therefore you get four amos in front of it. But what Rav Huna was talking about was the standard open portico, the open achsaja. There, no one leaves kelim in, and there you would not get your dalet amos in front.
If they have such low walls, do they have a roof also on it or not?
Yeah, of course they have a roof. Achsaja has a roof. That's what Rashi said. That's what we talk about achsaja. It talks that just doesn't reach the ceiling. Four walls that don't reach the ceiling. Mukovus the funnels to Mukosha Amegir Saldikra. They don't reach the ceiling. Mashma, there's a ceiling. So they have the roof. The four walls just come up partially.
From what he had from there,
empty space.
It's empty space.
Empty space. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Base Shar. The space Shar is sort of like a small house in front of the house. I think what it means. A small house in front of the house. Right? Base Shar, Rashi says, Bayis Katan Shlifnei Pesach Traklin. It's a small house that in front, Korin La Purka.
He calls it a porch. Porch.
Look at the laws. Porka belaz, porch. All right? So, Beishar and Achsaja, right, this open portico, Umir Peses, which I thought was a porch, but
Umir Peses
is a porch in language.
Right?
Yesh lehen arba amos. They each have four amos. Okay? Hayu chamisha batim pisuchim lemir Peses. So, Umir Peses, I think they're talking about like some sort of like a porch, a ceiling porch, something that's above, like not a, it just. It's the same thing I think you have. It's Amir Pesas. He says, Amir Pesas, right? He says, V'harbe piskei aliyah psuchim lo. You have a lot of, you know, what's it called? Sort of like, I think it's like, you know, like the motel, the second floor of the motel. You come out, they all have this big porch that comes out, all the doors open out onto the motel. So, Tana Rabbanon, Beisharach, Amir Pesas, Nishna Aramos. So, let's say you have, Ahu Chamisha Vati Pesuchim Amir Pesas. You have four homes that open up into this Amir Pesas, right? Ein lahem ela arba amos bilvad. They only have four amos, I guess, because they all. They only have four amos. I mean,
going up to the.
So where do they have the four amos? I guess all together they only have four amos for the use of the ladder.
Yeah.
All together for the use of the ladder. Rashi says, "Bein kulan etzal ragli asulam." All of them combined between them near the foot where the ladder rests. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yannai the following question: Lul shel tarnagolim, right? You have a chicken coop that opens up into the chutzner, and the chutzner is the joint property. Yesh lo ara amos or ain lo ara amos? Do you get also four amos in front of the chicken coop or not? So Amar Leis, so Rabbi Yannai answers him: Time am I? What's the reason why you get four amos in front of an opening? Is mishum perik maso in order to unload and to unload hacha? But here in a lul shel tarnagolim, there's no need to have the four amos because mitapes v'ole mitapes v'yored. I guess the chicken goes up and down by itself, right? Rashi says mitapes v'ole hatarnagol mitapes v'torech v'ole derech rosh hakosel l'toch halul. And therefore, I guess it's not needed. There's no need for the arba amos because what do you need it for? The chicken comes up and down by itself. And you just feed the chicken there. And you don't have to unload anything, I guess. So Rava asked from Rav Nachman, "Bayis shechetzio mikure v'chetzio einu mukure." So I have a house that is partially roofed and partially not roofed. I guess that right. Rashi says, "Right pasuach lechotzer." So the question is, doesn't have dalet amos in the opening? I guess it has this part of the house, but it's like this. It's an unroofed area that you have outside the house. So do you get dalet amos now as well, because you have to unload your burden? So he says, right, oh, ain't no Abramos. Or does he not get Abramos in the field? Because he can unload his packages at the area that's not roofed. Area that's not roofed is most likely not going to have kalim, and therefore you have no worries. Maybe he could unload over there. So the Gemara answers, Amar Le, he says back to him, ain't no Abramos. He does not have Abramos. The Lomi boy, Kirumi Legav. Don't, I'm for sure, if the opening is by the outside of the house. I mean, by the front door of the house is where it's open. The efsa the aile gavei umifare, because he can go in there and unload over there. El afilu kiruyo beklapi chutz. Even if the opening, the unroofed part of the house is in the back of the house, efsa the aile gavei umifare, he can walk through his house and unload his packages over there, and then he doesn't have to leave the dalet amos in the chutz area. Rashi says, Hachatzi she'ena makur letzad chatzer de'ena arba amos v'chatzer. Ta efshar el afilo right el afilo kura letzad chutz v'giluyav. It's opening letzad pnim nami ein lo dal amos. Also have dal amos. Ta efshar amel chamor ad giluy mafreik. I guess you can. The worry is not the donkey walking through the house. The worry is unloading the packages. So you walk through the house, get to the back, and unload the packages there. You're not going to eat into the chutzner unless you need that area to unload your packages.
But you're not going to store anything on it.
Right, so that's why you don't need Dalai Lamas, because that's where you could unload. Okay. Bayiminei Rav Huna Mir Ami. So Rav Huna asked Rav Ami. Echa b'bnei ha-mavoy. Okay, so you have the houses open up into the chatzer, and the chatzeres open up into the mavoy. So what you have here now is, they call it a thoroughfare. I think that's what they call it. They call it a thoroughfare. So bayiminei Rav Huna Mir Ami. Echa b'bnei ha-mavoy. So you have a guy, or people who have a chatzer, they want to now take their opening, they want to open their chatzer into another mavoy. I guess there's a mavoy going this way, his chatzer's here, there's another mavoy going this way, they're open to this side, they want to open up onto into this side of the, this mavoy, which has these chatzeros attached to it. It's like the visual, we get the visual. So, well, I don't know if he has pictures or not in there, probably does. So, he wants to open to a different mavoy. Can the bnei hamavoy, the residents of the mavoy, prevent it from doing so? Which bnei hamavoy we're talking about? So it seems most Rishonim and Rashi seems to say also we're talking about the bnei hamavoy of the new mavoy. Can they prevent him from opening up into their area? So amrle bnei hamavoy ma'akin lav. He says they can. Why can they? Because what happens is if they open their chutzner into that mavoy, so then all the other people from that chutzner can now go through and walk out into that side. It'll be increasing the traffic into their mavoy. They want to prevent that, so they can prevent them from doing that. Fine. Next.
Who controls the mavoy?
The people of the mavoy. The people who have their chutzneros opening into the mavoy. Okay. Achsanya. If an achsanya. Lefi bnei adam is chaleket, or lefi psachim is chaleket. The achsanya, is it divided amongst people or is it divided amongst openings? What is an achsanya? Machlokas Rashi Tosos. Rashi says, achsanya is chayel shel melech hamutal bnei ir laseis lahen achsanya b'vaseyen. It is the troops that come to rest in town. It's obligated, the people that sit in the town are obligated to provide them with room and board. So does that mean, what's your percentage? They assess the value is going to be $10,000. How do you divide that $10,000? Is it based on the amount divided by the amount of people you have in your house, or the amount of doorways you have opening? That's what Achsanya according to Rashi. Tosos says, Achsanya, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, Demibayle Shayara Shechansa B'makom Echad Hazevel Echolkim. What happens is they had like a big caravan that came, and the caravan left manure. People want the manure. How do you divide the manure? You divide it based on the people in the house, divide it based on the openings that you have to your house. Big difference in what it means. So Amarle, so they answered him, Lifi b'nei adam is chaleket. It's divided based on the amount of people. It's a pro rata per person that you have. That's how you divide it up. Tanya nami hachi, we have a brisa similar to it. I'm not sure how this brisa reads for each shita. Zevel shebechatzer, like the manure, the garbage in the chatzer, mischalekes lifi psachim is divided amongst the, based on the doorways, and achsanya lifi b'nei adam. So according to Tosos, what's the difference between Zevel and Achsanya? According to Rashi, and according to everybody, why is it different? I understand why Rashi says it's different, because the Brisa says once it's Zevel, and then it says Zevel and Achsanya is separate things. Okay. Am Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Echad mi b'nei mavoy, shebikesh listom keneged pischo, b'nei mavoy ma'akvin alav, shemar ba'aleim es aderech. So you have one of the people of the mavoy who he wants to close up his opening into the mavoy. They can prevent him from doing that because that adds foot traffic. So what's going on here? Rashi says, "Shebikesh listom keneged pischo." He says, "Lahach kif mechitza svivos dalar amos sheyesh lo b'mavoy keneged pischo." Basically, he says, Rashi seems to say, and there seems to be no source of this in Shas, the Tosfos will ask, that just like you have Dalar Amos in front of your chatzer, you have Dalar Amos into the Mavoy from your chatzer. right? So, we have four chatzeros that go into four houses go into a chatzer. These four chatzers open up into a mavoi. Into that mavoi, they own dalar amos. So the person wants to now enclose that dalar amos. They want, or the people of that, the people whose chatzeros into that mavoi from that opening, they want to enclose that dalar amos. The Gemara says that they cannot do so. They can prevent them. Rashi says, Shamar be'aleim aderech, shehaholich me'rosho atzat sofo, sarach lakif saviv ha'mechitza. Now, everybody who's walking through a transversal through that mavoi has to circumvent that walled-off area, and therefore there's more traffic. You have this four amos area that's now cordoned off. So there's an increased foot traffic going through. Toso says,
now, I want to ask, how is
Bnei Chatzar getting into the mavoi if they're closed off? They enclose it with a door, but it's enclosed now, so you can't walk through that area. Everyone else has to walk around it. So the Toso says, where do you get this dalar amos into the mavoi? We didn't see it anywhere. Right, Toso says, Perish HaKuntras, La'akif michitzos vivos ha'arba amos sheyesh lo b'mavoi, k'neged pischo. The kashya l'Rabbeinu Yitzhak. The lo matzino sheyelo arba amos b'mavoi. We never saw anywhere that you get dalar amos into the mavoi. Ela b'chatzir, only into the chatzir. Rashi probably says, it's obvious. If you get four amos out of the chatzir, you get four amos out of the mavoi. So Rabbi says, no, but near l'Rabbeinu Yitzhak. So how does he explain this case? Basically, you have a mavoi that's not mafulash. It's a dead end mavoi. So what ends up happening is you have the guy sits all the way at the back. He sits at the dead end, right? Basically, he says, no one comes this way. The only people who come here on the dead end street are me. I want to close off the entire area. And therefore, because no one comes here anyway. They say that you can. Even though they're from the outside, they're not, usually not, those people aren't going that far. Nevertheless, basically, what ends up happening, if we're bothered, there's a lot of people coming in, we have this extra room to go, to wait, to do things. If you close it off, then we're basically sealing off a part of the mavoi. Yeah, granted, no one typically goes there because that's only how to get to your mavoi, but we use it. Oftentimes, a lot of people, if it's a party or whatever it is, we use it to go to that area. It's a common area. Now, if there are a lot of people in the area, there's less area now for these people to meet, and it's going to be destructive to the openings by us. So you can't close it up. But you see that they have to... He can't close it up based either on the...
So even though we're saying that the person has the Dalai Lama's rights in the mavoi...
Only according to Rashi.
Only according to Rashi, but it would seem like everybody still has the right to use that Dalai
Lama. Everyone has the right to do it, but everybody in the mavoi has the right to do it.
In other words, even the person has his own, it's still kind of shared.
It's shared. He can't. It's not his own. It's not his own. Okay. So Meisvei, we're going to ask a kasha on this. Chamesh chatzeros hapsuchos l'mavoi. So you have five chatzeros that open up into a mavoi. Just look at this long strip of chatzeros. Five of them open into the mavoi. Kulon mishtamshos imachitzona. They all can use. It's a mavoi animal foolish. It's a dead end. They all can use the. So we're going to go from the inside is five, four, three, two, one. The outer guy is one. The inner guy is five. So kulon mishtamshos imachitzona. All the abal chatzeros can use the entire mavoi all the way up to the opening to chatzer number one. Okay, that's I think right. But the outer guy, so all of them can use this property in front of the mavoi property in front of the outer guy. But the outer guy, mishtamesh la'amtsa, I guess he can only use the property that is in front of his mavoi. He can't go further into the property in front of his chatzer. He cannot go further into the mavoi. The hashar mishtamesh in a shnia, and opening number 5, 4, 3 can use opening number 2. But Vashnia, Mishnah La'atzma, Mishnah Meshach, but guy number 2 can only use in front of his in front of number 1. Right? And so forth and so forth. Nimses, Panemius, it turns out that the fifth guy, the guy all the way by the end, Mishnah Meshach La'amtsa, he uses by himself the area in front of his mavoi, umishtameshes im kol achas va'achas, and he can also use everybody else's mavoi. Basically, he has the rights to his own, to the part of the mavoi that's in front of his. So that's a machlokas that argues with Rav Huna, who says that he cannot, they can prevent him from closing. If he's the only one who has the rights, he can do whatever he wants with them. And the Rav Huna said they can prevent him. So Tanaihi, no, we're going to say that it is a machlokas Tanaim, and Rav Huna is going to hold like one Tana, and the Braisa is talking that we just brought down is another Tana. The Tanya, because we have the following Braisa. Echa mibnei mavoi shebikesh lahafsir piskol mavoi acher. So a guy who has one, a guy who has his chatzar opens into the mavoi, he wants to now move his opening, move his doorway into another mavoi. So bnei ma'avol ma'akvin aleihem. I think it means that the way we learned it was the other mavoi can prevent him because that's going to increase foot traffic. Now, hayasasum. Let's say there was a doorway there, just that it was closed, just it wasn't used. Ubikesh leposko, and then he wants to open it. They cannot prevent him from doing that because it's already open. It's not being used, so he can now use it. That's case number one. Shimon Lezer Omer. Chamesh chatzeres hapsuchos lemavoy. Our case, you have five chatzeres that open up into a mavoy. Kulon mishtamshos b'mavoy zo im zo. Everyone, all of them, each of them can use the mavoy with each other equally. Chatzeres that says, wait a second, chatzeres man de karshmei. Where did you just come? Right, Shimon Bagamiel starts talking about the chatzeros. The other Tanakama is talking about you're opening into a mavoi. What's going on here? Versus chasuri mechzer v'hakatani. The important language, the language is missing. This is what the Braisa says. V'chein, and similarly, chamesh chatzeros hapsuchos lamavoi. If you have five chatzeros opening into a mavoi, kulon mishtamshos imachitzono. All of them can use. People number two, three, four, and five can use in front of number one. V'chitzono mishtameshes lamsa. But number one can only use the part of the mavoi that's in front of him. V'chulei. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Chamesh Chatzeres Hapsuchos L'Mavoi, Kulam Mishtamshes B'Mavoi. They each can use the Mavoi equally. So you see that there's a Machlokas Tanaim between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Elazar as to whether or not the Mavoi is now it's free game for everybody, or the person or you only get to use as far as you go in. It's only it would only be considered a common area for the as far as you go. If it's common area for everybody else, if I'm person number two, then I get to common area for me is mavoi in front of person one and person two. For person number three, common area is one, two, and three. Person number four is one, two, three, and four. Person five is one, two, three, four, and five.
But number two would be able to go to four and five or not?
He doesn't have the rights to leave his stuff in front of four and five, correct. That's according to Rebbe and according to the Brights that we mentioned. According to Shimon Elazar, according to Rav Huna, he does. That it's all common. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.
Why is that bad?